You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen.
Good morning and welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and I'd like to recognize our show sponsor, Denham Marketing. Celebrating our 25th anniversary in 2024, Denham Marketing works to make marketing a comfortable fit. Give us a call if you need original content for social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, promotions, email marketing, and blogging. Joining me today in studio is a repeat guest and always a favorite among our listeners. I'm pleased to welcome builder-developer Stephen Haynes. He's president of Artisan Built Communities. Welcome back, Stephen.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for having me. I always love being on the show.
Always nice to have you here. Take a quick minute and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I was born at a very young age. Sometime later, I got into home building, which was we're getting up to near 30 years ago. So I spent a lot of time with the big guys, you know, the Nationals. I was second in command over at John Whelan briefly. I was president at Meritage Homes and Beezer Homes locally. But now I get to do it for myself. So I run Artisan Built Communities. I'm the managing partner. And so we're getting to do a lot of exciting things. And it's kind of fun to be able to do it as our own company and not just do it for the stockholders. Not that they're not wonderful people, but we like for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am excited about some of what you've got coming up at Artisan Built, but take a minute. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with Artisan Built Communities, tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. Yeah, Artisan Built, we've been building since about 2012, started in Paulding County. And we've have a very interesting team, an eclectic group, a lot of experience, you know, combined over 100 and something years of home building experience on my team. And so we've probably done about almost 1,000 homes together. And then a couple of years ago, we decided to start expanding. And this year, and it's mostly what we're going to talk about today, is we finally get to open these things we've been working on now for the past couple of years. So we're going to be expanding into Calhoun, which I think we'll be talking about today, Gainesville. We have our neighborhood that's doing really well, townhome neighborhood down in Hapeville, right down the street from the original Chick-fil-A and the Porsche headquarters. So, and also opening this month in Forsyth County, you know, in Cumming, Georgia. So, you know, we are excited that we are now expanding our footprint all over the city.
Yeah, well, I have been reading about, and I'm looking forward to at some point soon getting to go see the manor at Gainesville Township. I know that's a master plan community in Hall County. Yes. Talk a little bit about that one. I think pre-sales are now underway. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. We've already got several people that have decided to make it home even before we had signs or
wow,
any way to find us before our trailer got set and had electricity. We had people already excited that they want to call it home because it's cool. It's so exciting. It is a, I'm probably off on my numbers. I think it's 1,800 acres is the total
wow.
Project. It's huge. And it's a collaboration between developer and the city and county. So we've got a brand new park on site. So the first thing you encounter, you pass an elementary school that's on site. And then there's a park with ball fields and practice fields on site. I've got beautiful vistas when you look to the east of the North Georgia mountains as it sits up there in kind of the foothills of that portion of the mountains. And then you get into our section. So we've got two sections, Carol. We're selling the same houses. We've got some slightly smaller lots and bigger lots. And the bigger lots, you get a few other things standard, but you also get a third car garage
Ooh.
Standard on our larger lots. So we've got 110 total choices. Well, minus three, or maybe even more. I hadn't gotten this week's sales numbers yet, so maybe it's even more than that. But there's about 100 choices left, and you have your choice between a little bit more affordable two-car garage, little bit nicer home with a three-car garage and beautiful amenities. The developer's putting in a fantastic amenity complex with the splash pads and the big pools for the kids, indoor clubhouse. I mean, tons of courts for racket courts, and so it's an amazing neighborhood. They've really done a fantastic job.
When will the amenities be open? Is that this summer or next summer?
They'll be open by next year.
That's awesome. So that's really pretty fast.
Yeah, it could be breaking ground by late summer, fall, and then nice. It should be open by next year.
That's fantastic. And what about the school and the ball fields? Is all that already built?
Yeah, school ball fields, the school's been there for a while. And I think, it may be transitioning it may be changing hands to the city. I don't know, I'm a little bit behind on that, but that's on site. That's been there for a while. And the ball fields just got built. So, I mean, you're talking brand new park right there. So on
that's
top
fantastic.
Of your private amenities, you've also got, all this too. It's amazing.
That is fantastic. So
and my son's a baseball player. He says the ball really travels there because you're so high up the elevation.
Oh,
so
really?
He claims that the ball just goes. No matter how good of a hitter you are, you're a better hitter there.
All right. Well, I know if we head north, I guess, from Atlanta to Calhoun, you've got a new community there called Salicoa. Tell us a little bit about that community, including the origin of the name.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. This is the introduction to our Horizon product line and brand, which is our attempt. Carol, you and I talk about this often, how affordability is the biggest crisis facing the Atlanta area home buyers. They need to be able to afford it. You know, what I've noticed about Americans, they usually prefer to live indoors, and the universe seems to be making that hard on them, and affordability is key. So we've designed this product line, but we've also decided to make the neighborhood really special, so that way you can have access not only to a great quality home starting from the low 300s, but you also have world-class amenities. So we're putting in a clubhouse there that it replica. It's old farmland that we've repurposed out here. So it's already got two beautiful man-made lakes on it, and you've got these nice rolling hills. And so the clubhouse is kind of reminiscent of an old barn. And then we've got a beautiful pool going in, splash pad for the kids. We're trying to wedge in an outdoor amphitheater for live performances. So you've got walking trails. And again, these lakes are amazing. So you can take a walk around the lake with a fountain shooting out of it. So here you are in a home that you can truly afford, but in a neighborhood that affords you, that you get to be proud of. And so I'm really excited about that.
Well, what do you think, what are starting prices going to be in Salicoa?
Low 300s.
That's awesome. And then when do you think pre-sales will start?
Pre-sales actually start next month. So in June.
Okay.
We'll be on site, and you'll be able to come. We have part of our acquisition, we actually bought a nice custom house on the corner. And so that will be our sales operation initially until we get our models open. So you'll be able to come and visit Tyler, our salesperson there, and you'll be able to let him walk you through our five product lines, those different choices that fit your lifestyle the best, and also get you up close and on the property so you can go ahead and pick that home site that you can call home.
Yeah. So you said five product lines. Does that mean you'll have five model homes?
I will not have five model homes, but we will have three.
Three. As I say, wow. Three's a lot.
It is.
That is fantastic. Well, I'm excited about that one, especially since I have had boots on the ground and gotten to walk that property with you and look at that. And I've driven past it a few times lately. I think, when you drive past it on I-75, you can see it, but you don't really see where all the construction is going on. So I need to get back up there and see what all has changed.
Was it when you were out there that we saw the beautiful bald eagle just soaring?
Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. People are going to just love it. It's really a stunning piece of property. So, Well, I know that you're focused on amenity-rich communities that blend well with nature. And I feel like Salacoa is a really great example of that.
Absolutely. You know, we do our best to connect to nature. It's in our DNA. It was in the first community we bought, and we've kept that alive everywhere. I mean, even our townhomes right there in Hayfield, right by the airport, has a little pocket park, like your little mini Central Park.
Yeah.
That belongs only to this neighborhood, only to the residents. And then at Salacoa, we could afford a little bit more space. So we were able to do things a little bigger, take advantage of those lakes that are already on the property and amenitize those. And like you said, put trails there. So I'm super excited, because what a great chance. Not only are you just, you know, a couple of minutes off the highway, so you get to get off the beaten path and decompress. You're on I-75, and 5 minutes later you're walking on the trail around the lake in your community.
Crafting the perfect marketing strategy is like constructing the perfect pair of jeans. You need all the right components and expertise. Unlike trying on a dressing room full of jeans, denim marketing makes the process painless and easy. Denim marketing is the market leader in creating quality, original content for home builders, developers, remodelers, and others in the industry. Call 770-383-3360 or email carol@denimmarketing.com to find out how denim marketing can be a comfortable fit for your social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, blogs, and other marketing needs.
Let's talk about Hateful a minute. You know, it's actually an amazing opportunity for an entirely different reason. I think you guys timed it. And if I've got this right, you can leave the community and be through the airport and to your gate, as long as TSA isn't crazy, in about 20 or 25 minutes. Is that right?
That's 100% correct. Yeah. So I timed it on a recent flight. So, you know, little disclaimer, I am TSA pre-check, but most of the people I think that are frequent flyers are. If you're TSA PreCheck or even one of the upgrade private companies that get you through a little faster, but I was able to get from the front door and through security in under 20 minutes.
That's just crazy.
Obviously, times differ. You know, there's the peak times.
But that is
crazy, because that allows you to maximize your sleep routines, maximize your personal enjoyment, and still get into the friendly skies in a good, timely manner. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the townhomes and that price point and how many you have left and all of that.
Yes. So they're selling quickly, because there's only 25 out there. And I believe as of this week, I think there's 15 left. So we've sold, you know, a lot this year. People are loving what we've done out there. They're loving the connection to nature that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. The product is really wonderful. It's a two-story home. So many people are used to, in this price point, getting three stories, and mm-hmm. not everybody loves all those stairs. And not to mention that three-story living is more condensed, right? It's tighter. And so they come in and they go, wow, it doesn't feel like a townhome. Mm-hmm. Love that. I love that they get to have a townhome and the efficiency and the ease that comes with the townhome, but that when you get inside, it doesn't. It's like a single family home.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think people love that.
Every home has its own private patio. Some of them have a balcony on the second floor, which is fantastic. And, you know, you're walkable to so many restaurants, so much. They've done an amazing job revitalizing Hayfield. If people
absolutely,
they got to check it out. The completely redesigned Chick-fil-A is mind blowing. They left a hint of what Truett Cathy built originally, but it's now fantastic. You've got Porsche headquarters right down there, shopping. And then again, the restaurants, dining, bars, that whole lifestyle bit, it's all a short bike ride or walk away. Yeah.
There are some really good restaurants in Hayfield. So
absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your other new community, Jason's Walk and Coming. I know you've recently announced that pre-sales are now open there. Tell us about that community.
Yeah, so that one is has garnered a lot of interest. Honestly, what we did, I used to live right around the corner. So it's a section of the world that I'm very, very familiar with. And it was sorely lacking, my now adult kids will tell you, sorely lacking in grocery. So they would have to drive miles and miles and miles to get to the nearest. We was like the, I can't prove this mathematically, but I think it was the farthest point from a grocery store anywhere in the continental U.S. Probably not true, but my kids would tell you that it felt that way. But what we did is we found out Publix was building a flagship store. And as soon as I heard that, we found the land right next door and we're like, or not right, but, you know, adjacent. And we're like, we got to build there. So we were able to get this beautiful rolling. You come in, it just gently rolls downhill. We built these beautiful estate lots. And you are walking distance to the new flagship Publix. It's the prettiest. This is crazy. I know it's weird to say about a grocery store, but it's the prettiest Publix you've ever seen. It's got all these gourmet foods and choices and artisan cheeses and all this stuff. You've got an urgent care. You got a Dunkin' Donuts.
That's dangerous.
It is, but but you're also and there's more things coming.
Coming, yeah. But
you're also right down the street from the new. Newly opened, just opened last year, Cumming City Center.
So oh, wow. Okay.
If you haven't seen that.
That's phenomenal.
Amazing restaurants, art galleries, shopping, and that's all right around the corner.
Yeah. So you have
access to these things right outside your door and then right down the street.
If I'm thinking about this correctly, I think there's a distillery going into Cumming City. Yeah. It's not open yet, but it's coming.
You are correct. Yeah. Things that are, I mean, there's several things that are open. The restaurants are fantastic. So, and they've got a great outdoor amphitheater, putt-putt course that's actually old. It's fashioned after actual PGA holes. And I mean, so yeah, all this cool stuff. We watched the Bulldogs opening game at that amphitheater last year. I mean, it was just super cool. Kids running around in the fields, great big screen, and they're showing the dogs at their home opening victory. So anyway, I'm so excited about this neighborhood because it really is it's at Main and Main. It's everything people are looking for.
Yeah. So obviously Jason's Walk has fantastic amenities outside the community. Does it have amenities inside the community?
We do. It's because we wanted to make sure that we had room for these estate lots, but we still want that connection to nature. You'll find that it still is bordered by some lovely wooded areas that we kept, as well as a small dog park.
Perfect.
In the neighborhood. So you still have that opportunity. We couldn't have opened a neighborhood and done nothing. So we did that.
Fantastic. So, well, what else do you have coming up that you're excited about? As if that's not enough.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in the imminent future, that's it. We do have more things in the works and a couple things I can't talk about yet, but on your next episode, I definitely will. So I'll tease you with that.
I was gonna say, you see how he gets me to keep asking him back. He just keeps, you know, teasing things.
You won't believe what I'll tell you next time.
All right. I can't wait. Well, with that, where can our listeners get more information on you and Artisan Built Communities?
Check us out at discoverartisan.com. We're also on all the social places, X, Facebook, Instagram. So you can find us out there. But the easiest place, go to our website, discoverartisan.com. That's ARTISAN, discoverartisan.com.
Excellent. Well, that is a wrap of this week's Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I'd like to thank Stephen Haynes, president of Artisan Built Communities, for joining me in studio today. On behalf of our show sponsor, Denham Marketing, I'm your host, Carol Morgan. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and give us a positive rating and review. If you never want to miss an Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio podcast, then you can subscribe on Stitcher, Spotify, or iTunes and never miss a show. We are also on all the socials, so please feel free to follow us at Atlanta Real Estate Forum on all the socials. You can find us that way. And if you're interested in being on the show, shoot me an email, carol@denimmarketing.com, and let me know what you'd like to chat about. With that, I will see everyone right here again next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Today's episode was made possible by Denim Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.